Let's let the method all be visible. First, we have to identify a storm-scale vortex, such as a mesocyclone, and/or a TS or a TVS. And it needs to be located in the vicinity of what we think is a strong updraft, as per the instructions in Topic 7. There is no lower bound velocity threshold, but the rotational couplet should be pronounced. In some cases, a vortex may be unresolvable, and you might see it in spectrum width as a local peak. Number two, in the vicinity of the tornado vortex, look for a small minima in CC. Typically, I'd like to see a value less than 0.8 to indicate a good potential for randomly oriented scatterers. This is not a hard threshold, however. Sometimes CC and a valid TDS may only fall to 0.9 if a lot of rain is mixed with the debris. However, that's quite rare. Number three, if you have a localized CC minimum, center near a vortex, then now you can check to see if the reflectivity is fairly high.
Preferably greater than 35 dBz.
Lower reflectivities may result in untrustworthy CCs. In addition, the CC values may be the result of other non-meteorological scatters, such as what we see in the boundary layer surrounding the storm, that might be the result of insects or light suspended vegetation particles. Now, number four is not a hard constraint, but you should take a look at ZDR, and you'll find that the values are typically near zero in good tornado debris. However, the signature is not nearly as pronounced as CC, but ZDR can be used as a confirmatory check.